So Phil Collins made a very unusual offer to the listener we have on the line here in the Brad and John Show at KISM.
Yeah, John called because he ran into a rock star, and that's how you qualify for our big concert ticket grab bag of tickets. And more on that in a minute, but John's down in Redmond, my old stomping grounds. You out on Avondale Road by Union Hill, is that where you're at?
That's exactly where I'm at, yes.
I know the area well. And you were in you were in Heathrow Airport at one point and ran into Phil Collins?
I was, yeah, and it was in 88. And I was at a gift shop picking up a Rolling Stone magazine, and this guy walks up behind me, and I turn around, and it's Phil Collins. I'm like, oh, holy crap, you know, this is unusual. I turn around, and I just said, well, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Collins. And nice to meet you. He goes, what's your name, John? And we just start talking, and turns out he, I go, well, what brings you in a gift shop? And he goes, well, I'm going to pick up a candy bar here before my flight. And he picks up this Violet Crumble. And I go, well, what's that? And he goes, oh, it's the greatest candy bar ever. It's been my favorite forever. I go, well, I've never tried it. And he goes, you should. I said, well, you know, wasn't really a fan of it. I didn't think. He turns out buys me one. He goes, here, you have to try this.
What's it called? A Violet Crumble chocolate.
Violet bar. Crumble. Yeah, yeah. It's by, I think it's by Cadbury or something like that.
Okay.
Well, anyways, we're going a couple minutes later. I'm at the ticket counter. And, you know, I got my Violet Crumble, my Rolling Stone magazine, and I check in. And I look into the lounge, and he's sitting in the lounge. And he sees me, and he waves at me, and I wave back, and he waves me like, come on in.
How do you like that candy bar, mate?
yeah, with the candy bar. So I walk into the lounge, and he goes, you haven't tried your candy bar yet? And I said, no, I was going to wait till I get there. He goes, oh, you can't wait till you get on the plane. Come on, give it a try. Tell me what you think. So I did. I opened it up. It was actually really good. It was kind of like a, I don't know, it was like a giant, what'd you call it?
The crunch bar with the Rice Krispies
exactly.
in it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It's a crumbly. Yeah. I just looked it up. The Violent Crumble is a crumbly honeycomb toffee center coated in a layer of compound chocolate. It's an Australian chocolate bar, according to Wikipedia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what Phil, that's his favorite chocolate bar.
That's his favorite chocolate bar. Yeah.
So you sit there, you eat this thing in front of Phil Collins. You know he wants you to be a great experience for you. And then what happens from there?
I said, well, you know, it's pretty good. He goes, pretty good. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a Snickers guy myself. Now it gets caught up in my bridge work and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, we're just like two guys talking. Just like a totally normal, regular guy, you know. And then they call for a flight. You know, I shook his hand. But we actually ended up taking the same flight to from Heathrow to Seattle.
I'm sure he was flying in first class.
He was probably going to Vancouver from there or something.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I was thinking about buying him a Snickers when he landed, but I never got the chance to see him.
It gets caught in his bridge work.
Yeah. That's one of the most, at that 1988, Phil Collins is one of the most recognizable faces on the planet at that time.
Oh, yeah.
He's everywhere.
I'm surprised one of his beer commercials didn't come on the television as you're sitting there in the lounge.
He was all over the place. Well, that's a good
one. He was, man.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, biggest rock star of the time. Hey, guys, thank you.
Thanks for listening, man. I ran into a rock star. Where'd you run into a rock star? And we're not counting concert venues, meet and greets, and things like that. We're talking about out there in the real world. Who'd you meet?
Johnny Winter.
Okay, where was that?
That was at Thrifty Food in Arlington.
What was Johnny Winter buying at Thrifty Foods?
Okay, remember the Classic Rock Festival in Barrington?
Yeah.
That's where he was playing, and he stopped at Thrifty Food on the way down.
Yeah. What did he get at Thrifty Food?
I don't know, but you couldn't miss the guy. He was tall, and all, you could see him over the aisle.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Is Johnny the one that was albino?
You could see right through him, yes.
Yeah.
So
he was picking up some suntan lotion.
That was the answer.